أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء سيد المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم اجعل أعمالنا خالصة لوجهك ولا تجعل فيها حظا لغيرك. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا ربنا يا مولانا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You must love him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well. And
all the same, loving him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is too a dictate of our iman. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us in one of his narrations, and the hadith comes in the most authentic of hadith compilations, Bukhari and Muslim. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من ولده ووالده والناس أجمعين. None of you truly has iman until I am more beloved to him than his children and his parents and all of mankind. Subhanallah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever, you know, the fact that we are in a gathering of hadith and specifically about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his name will be mentioned abundantly. And in the abundant mention of his name sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, provide us with an opportunity to make abundant salawat upon him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you never lose out in making salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us, man salla alayya wahidatan sallallahu alayhi biha ashara. Whoever sings one salutation upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 salutations upon you. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For us doing that thing that takes so little effort from ourselves, to send salutation upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, the Lord of all the worlds, the one that maintains everything, the one that sets everything in order, the one that looks after everything, even the ant and the dog and our darkest stone in the darkest night. That same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to the course of the stars and the moon and the sun and the rotations of the earth. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 salutations upon you and upon me with my time. Whenever we make salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So don't deprive yourself of the one that is the one who is stingy, is the one that hears the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and does not sing salawat upon him. That's the first benefit you can take from this class. Abundant salawat upon him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So getting back to my point, we must follow him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The following must be void of love. But how do you come to love someone that you don't know? How do you come to love someone that you don't know? It seems a difficult task, isn't it? I have no idea of the person, I don't know what he did for me, I don't know what he was like, but I'm expecting to love him. That's difficult. And this should be one of our main intentions. I want to come to know Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I want to know everything about him. Just like I know about soccer stars and another Eurozone now, just before 5 a.m. I got a message saying something, one, I'll be there. From biased guys. Just as we want to know them and those celebrities who actually, more often times, bring no value to our life, we should want to know Rasulullah more so. In knowing him, we will increase in love for him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because there is not a quality that he had, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except that that quality was most beautiful. Most beautiful in every way you can think of, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I have no doubt that in every single thing that we learn about him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will come to love him more and more and more. And as we come to love him more and more and more, we will want to emulate him more and more and more in that time. And in emulating him more and more and more, our iman will increase more and more and more. And as our iman increases more and more and more, Allah will love us more and more and more. And what more can we want than that? What more can we want than the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There are other hadith that speak of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثلاث من كن فيه وجد حلاوة الإيمان. There are three traits or qualities that if they are found in a person, that person will taste the sweetness of Iman. And the first quality mentioned there is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are more beloved to that person than anything else. So we must really strive to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It might seem that in reading about the features of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what am I going to do about it? It's not telling you an action, it's not telling you to go away. Read the Quran specifically in those things. It's not telling you to do a specific action. But there's an action of the heart that's involved there. And that action of the heart is to increase in love for Him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Something that sometimes we can't see the effects of or imagine the magnitude of the action. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open up that understanding for us. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were the first to teach us how to love Him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, I mention a hadith pertaining to one Sahabi. It just comes to my mind when thinking of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The extent of their love for him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that, I think of Khubayb radiallahu anhu, when he was being tortured and a sword was put to his head, to his neck. And he was asked, would you wish that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be in your place? The neck was, the sword was to his neck and he was about to be killed. And he was asked, do you wish that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in your place? He said, what? I don't even wish that a thorn prick Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on behalf of my life. I don't even wish that a thorn prick Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on behalf of my life. It's more beloved to me than my life be taken than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feeling the harm of a thorn. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu an sahab. That's what we must strive towards. That's what we must strive towards. It was something that grieved the Sahaba to be outside of his company. There is the Sahabi Thawban radiallahu anhu, who was away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He loved to be in the company of Rasulullah extremely. He loved to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he was away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it grieved him. Because he felt deprived of that blessed company. And so one day he came to the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, looking very distressed, as if he was ill. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, Thawban, what's the matter? What's wrong? Listen to the worry of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that, there's nothing wrong with me, except that I was thinking about something. And that is that, perhaps I don't get to Jannah. You know, I can be with you in this world, and at times I have to be away from you, but we can be together in this world. But when we pass on from this world, perhaps I don't get to Jannah and then I'll be deprived of your company. And even if I do get to Jannah, and subhanAllah, listen to this, even if I do get to Jannah, then you will be in the high ranks of Jannah, and I will be in the lower ranks of Jannah. Then also I won't be able to get to sin. And that grieved him. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verses of glad tidings for all the believers. The verse وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those people will be with the ones who Allah has favored from His prophets and the truthful ones and the martyrs and the pious ones. Though our actions can never reach their actions, In fact, in another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-mawtu ma'a man ahab. Al-mawtu ma'a man ahab. A person will be with the one that he loves. Subhanallah, do you know what a great glad tidings that is for us? That me, we, little me, Zakaria, they can hardly get up in the night to pray to Rakaat. That sins all the time to be part of a chain that connects ourselves to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so I thought that instead of just getting into the reading of the hadith from the book, I will read to you my sanad, or my chain of narration from which I have received the narration of this book, from myself until the author of this book, who then gives his chains of narration to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That allows you to then say afterwards that I heard this from Zakaria, who heard it from some sheikh, who heard it from some sheikh, who heard it from some sheikh. It's very difficult to remember all of these names, especially in one go. So if you want to, perhaps later you can come get it from me. But for starters, I'll read. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء سيدنا المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. أما أنا زكريا ذلك أروي عن شيخي وأستاذي إرشاد صديق هذا الكتاب وهذا الكتاب الشمال المحمدية للإمام الترمذي فقال مولانا إرشاد أرويها عن مولانا عبد الرحمن خان وقال أرويها عن شيخنا مولانا محمد طه كرام حا وأجازني في شيخي مولانا محمد طه بن يوسف كران عن شيخ محمود سعيد ممدوح وقال الشيخ إرشاد سديد أنه يروي كما رواها عن شيخ محمود المذكور والشيخ مولانا عبد الحفيظ المكي والشيخ مولانا علاء الدين الأفغاني ثلاثة عن المحدث المسند الشيخ محمد ياسين الفاداني عن الشيخ بهجة البيطار الدمشقي عن جده الشيخ عبد الرزاق ابن حسن البيطار الدمشقي عن أبيه حسن ابن إبراهيم البيطار عن السيد محمد أمين ابن عمر العابدين عن محمد شاكر العقاد عن الشمس محمد بن محمد الطيب عن الشمس محمد بن سالم الحفني عن أبي حامد محمد بن محمد المديري عن إبراهيم بن حسن الكردي الفراني ثم المدني عن الصفي أحمد ابن محمد القشاشي عن الشمس محمد الرملي عن الشيخ زكريا الأنصاري عن الحافظ أحمد بن علي ابن محمد بن حجر العسقلاني عن الصالح ابن أبي عمر عن الفخر علي بن أحمد ابن عبد الواحد البخاري عن عمر طبرزد البغدادي عن أبي الفتح عبد الملك بن عبد الله بن أبي سهل الكروخي عن القاضي أبي عامر محمود بن القاسم بن محمد الأزدي عن أبي محمد عبد الجبار بن محمد بن عبد الله بن عبد الله الجراحي المروزي عن أبي العباس محمد بن أحمد بن محبوب المحبوبي المروزي عن أبي عيسى محمد بن سورة بن موسى التميمي رضي الله تعالى عنه أجمعين رضيعا. وبهذا السند المتصل منا إلى الإمام الترمذي قال حدثنا أحمد بن عبدة الضبي البصري وعلي بن حجر وأبو جعفر محمد بن الحسين وهو ابن أبي حليمة والمعنى واحد قالوا حدثنا عيسى بن يونس عن عمر بن عبد الله مولى غفرة قال حدثني إبراهيم ابن محمد بن ولد ابن ولد علي بن أبي طالب قال كان علي إذا وصف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. So here we give you a hadith. You can follow in your books now if you want. The first hadith that comes under the link quoted by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the first hadith comes from a grandchild of Ali radiallahu anhu, who speaks about when Ali radiallahu anhu described the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is some, the author mentioned that there is some breakage in the chain. There is one link missing in the chain, and that's between the grandson of Ali radiallahu anhu and Ali radiallahu anhu. But the meanings are all established from other hadith as well. So he goes on and he describes to us the outer, the physical features of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, لَمْ يَكُنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِالطَّوِيلِ الْمُمَغَّمِ. And another narration comes, بُمَّغِمْ, in another narration. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not tall to the extent, he was extremely tall, such that his body seemed stretched out. And I must mention this, in every sifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in every characteristic that's mentioned of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you want to summarize it, it's human perfection. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not extremely tall such that he seemed stretched out. وَلَا بِالْقَصِيرِ الْمُتَرَدِّدِ. Nor was he short, nor was he extremely short, such that his body seemed cramped up and squashed into each other. وَكَانَ رَبَعَةً مِنَ الْقَوْمِ. He, صلى الله عليه وسلم, was of moderate stature amongst men. He had a good physique. In other narrations, though, it mentions that Rasulullah, صلى الله عليه وسلم, when in a crowd, he stood up in that crowd. But commentators say that he didn't stand up because of his physical height, but he stood up because of a miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him. صلى الله عليه وسلم. But he was a moderate height, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَمْ يَكُنْ بِالْجَعْدِ الْقَطَطِ. He didn't have extremely curly hair. وَلَا بِالْسَبْطِ. Nor did he have pink straight hair. كَانَ جَعْدًا رَجِلًا. He had straight hair with a bit of a wave in it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that, sometimes you have too straight hair, and it doesn't seem natural, it doesn't seem so beautiful. But here, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had straight hair with a bit of a wave in it. And that increased his beauty, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ بِالْمُطَهَّمْ وَلَا بِالْمُكَلْثَمْ. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, didn't have a very fleshy body. It wasn't very fat. This word, Mutahim Baduri mentions in a sharah on his book, he says that this word can have two meanings. It can either mean that he wasn't very fat, but it can also mean that he wasn't extremely thin. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا بِالْمُكَلْثَمْ. He didn't have a very round face. His face wasn't extremely round. وَكَانَ فِي وَجْهِهِ تَدْوِيرٌ. But in his face there was a bit of roundness. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything that I get from all of the words of this hadith, the narrator is telling us that Rasulullah didn't have a certain quality, and then he had a certain quality. What he's telling us is that, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his qualities didn't tend to one extreme. Even his physical qualities. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know of his beautiful internal qualities, and we're going to come to read about that more. But even his physical qualities, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was beautiful. And I'll mention another hadith about that afterwards. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his face wasn't very long, nor was his face very round. He had a face with a bit of roundness in it. Abyad Mushrab. Well, so it can also be read Musharab or Musharrab. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's complexion was fair, he was white, but not pale, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had a tinge of redness in his complexion, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Someone can be fair, but they can be very pale as well, and that's not always the most attractive thing. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a color to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أدعج العينين. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم had the blacks of his eyes were pitch black, very very black. Commentators also mentioned that what this means is that the blacks of his eyes were very black, and the whites of his eyes were very white. Very pronounced eyes, صلى الله عليه وسلم. أهدب الأشفار. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم had long eyelashes. And long eyelashes are beautiful. Jaleelul Mushashi wal Kani. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had big joints. Ajrad du Masruba. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his body wasn't hairy. He didn't have hair on his body. However, he had a stretch of hair that went like from the chest down to the navel. A thin, fine line of hair that goes down from the chest to the neck. And they say that's a quality of kings. But it's something that increases the beauty of a man. So Allah has it. Shafnu al-kaffayn wal-qadamayn. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had his hands and his feet, they were fresh and full, and signifying his strength, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A quality that we found in many is a desirable quality. إِذَا مَشَى تَقَلَّعَتْ كَأَنَّمَا يَنْحَطُ فِي الصَّبْرِ. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he walked, he would lift up his feet and he would walk as if he were coming down from a high place, as if he were coming down from a hill, walking with vigor and purpose, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we come to the chapter of the walking of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, perhaps I'll mention more. But the Sahaba say that they found it difficult at times to keep up with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A slow walk at times speaks of laziness and lack of purpose. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was not like that. وَإِذَا الْتَفَتَ إِلْتَفَتَ مَعَنَ. When he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would turn to someone to give him the attention, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would turn his entirety. SubhanAllah. Look at the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When someone wanted his attention to speak to him, he didn't just give them a... The commentators mention two things. Some say that he wouldn't give a side glance, but the correct thing is actually that he wouldn't just turn his head. He would turn his chest and his head to the person. How would you feel if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to you and turned his entire body to you? As if you meant everything to you at that moment, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. بَيْنَ كَتِفَيْهِ خَاتَمٌ مُنُّهُ. Between his shoulders, he had the seal of prophethood. And perhaps we'll mention about that again another time. وَهُوَ خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the seal of all prophets. He was the last prophet that came to us. And that's something for us to reflect on. That's a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we were raised in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. خَيْرُ الْخَلْقِ كُلِّهِمِ. The best of Allah's creation barred them. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because we were raised in the ummah of that seal of prophets, that we get to be amongst the best of ummah. Merely the fact that we have come in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is already a blessing for us. And it's a blessing for which we must be grateful. And we must show our gratitude in action. In the actions of our heart and in the actions of our lungs as well. By emulating him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as we can. أَجْوَلُ النَّاسِ صَدْرًا. He was the most generous of people, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had the most generous heart of people. وَأَصْدَقُ النَّاسِ لَهْجَةً. He was the most truthful of people, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to what his companions had to say about him. وَأَلْيَنُهُمْ عَلِيكَةً. In his disposition, in his temperament, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the most... He was like the softest, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the softest in his temperament, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَكْرَمُهُمْ عِشْرَةً. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came from the noblest of lineages. مَنْ رَآهُ بَدِيهَةً هَابَهُ. Whoever saw him would immediately be awestruck by him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would be taken aback by his perfection, by his beauty, by nearly his physical beauty. And when he experienced something from Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would be awestruck by that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ خَالَطَهُ مَعْرِفَةً أَحَبَّهُ. Whoever mixed with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came to know something about him, he would love him. He would immediately love him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَقُولُ نَاعِتُهُ. One who prays him would say, لَمْ أَرَ قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ مِثْلَهُ. I have not seen before him, nor after him, the like of him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there will never ever be seen the like of him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, other than him again. May Allah, from us, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afford us the opportunity to see him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this dunya, in our deen, and that he make us closest to him on the day of Qiyamah. We might have no efforts to show for him, but because of our love for him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that. We continue tomorrow with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.